What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 6 of the Dopest Podcast. As always, I'm Grayson with my man Jay. Gray and Jay, what's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm cold. I'm snowed in. I'm in Toronto. We're quasi-lockdown still. Kids are in school. Restaurants aren't open, but weed.
Yeah, strange times. Again, still, it seems like it's never ending. We entered into the new year, and this is the first episode of the new year, and we thought maybe something in the world will have changed. It seems that the only thing that's changed has been the weather, because it is cold in Toronto, and it's crazy. And as always, again, guys, this episode is brought to you by the sponsor, Toketex. If you want to get started on the platform, text HI to 647-371-0391, and that will get you started today. But we're going to talk about the we've got some headlines to talk about, and there's some interesting ones. We're getting a lot of play because obviously when people read this, they were super excited about it. But there's this headline going around talking about the fact that cannabis compounds prevent COVID-19 in laboratory settings. Jay, you heard about this?
Hard not to hear about it. But can I just say, get vaccinated, stay up to date on your vaccinations. You can also smoke pot. That's cool, but don't rely on it to keep you safe.
Yes, and in no way is this an endorsement not to go out and do what you need to do to stay safe and healthy. But this is what you need to know. So, can smoking weed prevent COVID-19? The short answer is no. But here's what's being said: cannabis compounds prevent the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells, according to a laboratory study published in the Journal of Nature Products. The two compounds commonly found in hemp called, I'm going to horribly butcher this, but cannabigerolic acid, CBDA, were identified during a chemical screening effort as having potential to combat coronavirus. So this came from a study at the Oregon University, and it said that the cannabinoids attached to the spike proteins, I'm not a scientist, but this blocked the COVID-19 virus from infecting people. But as you should know, just as we put everything out, the study has not been peer reviewed. And the experts are saying, obviously, this is based on highly controlled hemp, not fully recreational cannabis. So please, it's not in any way going to help you, really. But it's just interesting that it's been out there.
Well, my own research has suggested that a good way to get through COVID and the lockdowns is to consume lots of cannabis. It has no beneficial properties other than it helps get you through. So from a mental health perspective, I can attest that it's an important compound to consume. I will not speak to the veracity of the science behind this, nor do I think people should be relying on it totally, but it made good headlines.
It was on, like, I saw the story on CNN and a whole bunch of stuff, like, on TV. And I think it's just because it's a sexy headline. And people would be like, you know how many people were probably, like, mid-bong rip, saw the headlines, were like, yeah, that's why I don't have COVID-19.
I mean, I'm sure that it did get lots of play. It was an interesting read. Always interesting to have people doing research on cannabinoids and their impacts and effects. Good on them. Good headlines.
There wasn't even any information really about why they were even testing this.
Why not? So we would talk about it. Grayson, I think they were doing it just so we would talk about it.
Probably. Just to get Oregon State? Yeah, Oregon State University. Get a little ink, spread their way. I don't know. Is that the Ducks? I don't know. Is it? I have no idea.
University of Oregon's the Ducks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, guys, it's pretty interesting because it's been out there and people are really like latching on to it. And it's honestly just another effort to say that there are like medicinal products out there that seem to help. Obviously, nothing's going to prevent you from getting it because Omicron's out there and it sucks. But I just think that people wanted to hear that smoking weed could help with something.
It makes a very good headline.
For sure. Every time there's a headline about people who smoke weed have this benefit, the weed internet goes nuts because it's like, see, I told you. They need to sell it. So it's pretty interesting.
What else you got?
Well, I mean, okay, so the other thing, we're talking about some other headlines. This so Headset recently released an overview of Ontario's market, and there's some key takeaways. So first to know about the key takeaways. Sales from male consumers in Ontario have grown 75% from November 2020 to November 2021. And sales from female consumers have grown 58% in the same time period. So I guess my question to you, Jay, is do you think in 2022 we'll continue to see that type of growth from both male and female consumers?
Overall as well, and just adding in another layer of sort of data, I was looking at the Ontario Cannabis Store data. They have, and I think we might've talked about this, the number they say has flipped between people buying on the legacy market and being people buying the legal market, and more stores are opening up. So I think what we're seeing, and the quality is going up and the value is going up, like all those things are going in the right direction, which means more people, male and female, are buying more cannabis in store, online, in the legal framework. So I think the numbers will continue to increase. I don't know if we'll see such massive growth because I think it's hard to sustain that. And what we aren't seeing is necessarily net new people joining them, you know, entering like new people who are in their 50s, like I'm going to start smoking pot now. Like that, we're not seeing a ton of. We're just seeing a lot more people buying a lot more cannabis, and that's great news. But it is also people either moving their full cannabis buying to the legal market or making more legal purchases than illicit purchases, and which I think we ought to celebrate too, because it's an important issue to support, but also the value, the product, the quality is all really good. And the prices are really good now too. So like, I think that's what we'll continue to see, and we'll see consumers react.
I mean, we spent a lot of time last year talking about were there too many stores, but judging from these numbers and what you were just talking about, it seems that allowing this many stores has kind of helped curb the gray market, which is what they've always wanted to. It just seems like almost so convenient now. People complain like, oh man, there's like, I was walking to the LCBO the other day and I was just like, it's crazy that I passed four pot stores before I get to one LCBO. And I mean, that's, it's great, but it's I think that that's been a huge factor in why people are legitimizing their consumption.
I also want to zoom out in that we are both in Toronto, and in downtown Toronto, there are tons of stores. I was on a call with someone in Sudbury. There are 14, 15 stores in Sudbury, which is about one for every 10,000 people. That's a pretty good mix, and it's not super dense in terms of the stores. But and London is now really dense. Like there are pockets that are very dense and pockets where there's none. But in where the sort of population centers are in Ontario, the density is really high. But that's not to say there aren't interesting locations that are still underserved, even in the downtown core. But like my neighborhood between, you know, Dufferin and Lansdowne, Dufferin and Bloor and Lansdowne, like another store just opened up making, I think, number 5. So like it's pretty dense and it's going to be really challenging. And while it's great for consumers because of price, accessibility, all those things, it's a really challenging environment for retailers for sure.
100%. Okay, so the next key takeaway is talking about new consumers, but it's interesting. It says Gen Z is the age group to watch. It's the fastest growing age group in Ontario, more than doubling their sales in cannabis from November 2020 to November 2021 with 137% increase. So this is interesting, and there's a lot of factors for this. One, you know, it's young people smoking weed. That's always been a factor. But a lot of articles are suggesting that on top of the stress of the pandemic, Gen Zs are anxious and overly stressed just in general. Like anxiety is a huge factor for the Gen Z generation, which is increasing sales because they're using it to cope. Now, while that's good for the industry, it's not obviously best for the health of young Ontarians.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
But if they were going to either drink or smoke weed.
Yeah. Like, you're right. Yeah.
It's right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was in the alcohol game and I was looking at those numbers, I'd be really nervous.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Really nervous because they're also that generation is drinking less.
Yeah.
I mean, the pandemic's been hard, but also, I mean, it partly is about coping. Partly is about that generation increasingly there is no stigma around cannabis use.
Right.
So it's not like they have 30 years like, holy shit, people told us not to smoke pot. And now it's like, they don't care. Now they've never cared. So it's just like, is that what the generations look like, all of them to follow? There's no stigma. It's easily accessible. It's relatively inexpensive. It's safe. They don't have to buy it from a dude who they don't know, like meeting problems, like whatever that is. It's a good sign for the industry. Agreed. If they're using it to cope, that's bad. But if they're using it for like wellness purposes,
yeah,
that's like everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder with these numbers if it will change kind of just the mentality, because whenever you try to go after a younger demographic to market to, it generally changes how you approach things in store and retail. And I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of the stores were built for like the older millennial kind of Gen X person, because that's who were owning these stores and creating this experience, knowing that that type of messaging and that type of approach probably will not work for Gen Z consumers. So I think it will be interesting to see how, because they're so growing and they're so fast growing and they will become a dominant consumer, how cannabis retailers will pivot to market and to make them feel inclusive.
Well, I just reserved the trademark while we're doing this for Gen Z pre-rolls.
Yeah.
I just locked down that plus the URL. So I own it now. So
that's, there you go. That's smart. There you go.
I'm kidding. Sorry.
Do it now before somebody else does it, man.
That's right.
So also, like, it's interesting. It's so then one of the last takeaways, it's talking about flower. We all know flower's king, but it's talking about who's buying flower. It's talking about Gen Z females in Ontario, which is separate from their counterparts in Alberta and California. We see Gen Z females in Ontario are spending much more of their wallet share on flower, 48.2%. And then in Alberta, which is 42.6%, and then California, which is lower, which is just under 30%. So I wonder, and California is probably just more of a mature market, and I feel like vapes are really popping out there and a little bit sexier. But it's interesting I mean, flower's always king, so it's not really surprising to me, but I just generally what I've heard is in the marketplace is just that people are thinking that women might gravitate towards other products, and they're not.
We'll see. I mean, I think it shows how cool the women in Ontario are.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think.
Yeah.
They want to smoke flower. Awesome. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah, no, it's great. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with it. I just found it interesting that they were looking at that. And yeah, and it's just, yeah, huge flower consumption. But flowers always carry.
Huge, 52%, whatever it is, plus another 20 on pre-rolls. Like, those are from the Ontario Cannabis Store. Those are huge numbers. That's just, you know.
So with that in mind, last kind of question, do we think this is the year that maybe another product category has a big jump?
Like infused pre-rolls?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's still into the flower. But yeah, infused pre-rolls are coming. What else do you think is going to kind of pop off this year?
You know, it's funny. During the holiday season, I saw a bunch of products that are almost seasonal, would say. You know, hot chocolate, some interesting like cookie type things. Have you seen this? I can't believe I have it on my desk, but there's like an infused hot sauce that is a real product on the Ontario Cannabis Store. Yeah. It's super spicy. Yeah, it's super spicy.
Wow.
And it's delicious. I mean, you know, there's 10 milligrams in here, right? So you have to eat a lot of hot sauce to get high. But, you know, in terms of like a niche product that people might find interesting, like I find this fascinating. I've been enjoying it. You know, the creativity is now abound and the ability to put products on. I think I saw someone making I'm going to screw up what it is, but like a hash rosin edible. Like, that's cool. I'm going to screw that up. So please don't at me. I know that I'm not a scientist, but I did see that. Like, you know, there's going to be some interesting products that are coming out and already are, and I'm down with that. I think people like those types of products that are new or net new.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah. New. Okay. New.
And, I'll be honest, like I've been really enjoying a bunch of different kinds of edibles, but I think the edibles overall are getting really, first of all, delicious. Second of all, like the right format, the right dosage, that like you can really tweak your how you want to be, as opposed to like there's only two, they're 5 milligrams each, this is what it is. Now there's like a whole array of like different options, including I think a 1 milligram, you know, 10 pack and 4 pack with 2.5 blends, CBD, CBG, CBN with THC. Like it's all out there, and you know, we have a whole year to go try them all out.
That's amazing. Yeah, this is it. That's perfect, bro. As always, guys, my name's Gray. I'm with Jay from the Business of Cannabis. Make sure to check out their platform. It's awesome. You can find all the information and the links in the description below. Thank you guys for sticking around and listening. We will see you next week. Later, Jay.